bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otterville. And now, today's word.
Well, last week we looked at the fact that God has a place for us. And we talked about the fact that he has a place for us and in various areas of our lives. And today my message is titled, God is at work in us. God is at work in us. Let's personalize it and everybody say, God is at work in me. God is at work in me. How many of you really believe God is at work in you? Amen. He's at work in you in a very powerful way, and he's going to do powerful things for you. Before the year ends, you will see the manifestation of what he's working for you. Amen. All right, so go with me to the book of Philippians and chapter number 2 and verses 12 and 13. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 12 and 13. I hope that you've seen this verse before, and you probably read it before, and I'm going to work with that verse. Philippians 2 verse 12 to 13. Philippians 2, 12 to 13, and it reads, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, I want you to take note of a few verses there, and you can underline verse 12 where it says work out. You can underline the two words work out, or you can circle them in your Bible. If you are using an iPad, you can highlight it, work out. Everybody say work out. And then also look at verse 13, where it says, for it is God who works in you. So underline works in you. Works in you. Work out and works in you. I'm going to work with those two phrases. Now, when you look at the verses 12 and 13, the word work is used. In verse 12, we read, work out your own salvation. Work out your own salvation. Note that the passage did not say work for your own salvation. It says work out. Work out is not the same as work for. So it's not saying here that salvation comes by your works. So you don't work for your salvation, but we work out our salvation. Work out your own salvation. And in verse 13, we see the phrase, it is God who works in you. Now, in both verses, verse 12 and verse 13 of Philippians chapter 2, we see work used, the word work. Everybody say work. Work. Say it one more time. Say work. Work. Now, in both verses in our English Bible, the word is the same. They are the same word in both instances. If you're using the Old King James Version, it will say, for it is God who is at work in you. God who is at work in you. I use the New King James, and it says, God works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So, if you look at it, it seems as if the word work is the same. But I just want to break down that word because it has meaning on understanding that verse. So, when you look at verse 12, the word work is from the Greek word Kategazomai. I have to say it that way so that you will know I read the Greek. Kategazomai. Kategazomai means to do something or to produce results. So when it says work, the root word there is kategazomai. But when we go to verse 13 and you see the word work, it is not kategazomai, it is energeo. Energeo simply means to quicken something or to be active. So it's important to get the differences when you are reading the Bible as to what these words are saying. So when it says work out your salvation, the word work is a different word. And then when it says God is at work in you, the work is also a different word. And they mean two different things. They don't mean the same thing. The work that God is doing in you is different from the work you are doing to work out your salvation. They're two different works. So let's pay closer attention to the verses again. And I just want you to look at them in your Bible, because I'm a teacher of the Bible. I need to get people to understand when I'm teaching. So when you look at verse 12 again, it says, work out. Everybody say, work out. Yeah. Say it one more time. Say, work out. Now, when somebody says, work out something, it means the thing is taking place outside of you. It's taking place on the outside. It's not taking place inside. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So, work out means something that happens that is seen, that is visible, that can be identified. It happens outside of us. This is what we see in people's lives. This is the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit. It is the Word of God becoming flesh in our lives. Now, this work out, according to the passage, it is us who do it, so it is our responsibility. It is not God's job. Work out your own salvation. God is not going to do that for you. Work out your own salvation. Produce results with your salvation. That is our responsibility. But when we look at the verse 13, it is not work out, it is work in. Work in. God works in us. And this takes place inside of us. It is opposite of what is taking place in verse 12. Verse 12, you are working out. In verse 13, God is working in us. So God is working in us. We are producing it outside. Are you following that? All right. So verse 13 says, God works in us, and that is God's responsibility. We don't work in us, we work out. God works in, we work out. God works in, we work out. God works in, we work out. So, to paraphrase the verse just for clarity of thought, it simply means that God is active in us, energizing us to produce results. God is active in us, energizing us to produce result. So, for something to work outside us, something must work inside us. There used to be an old song that we used to sing. I haven't heard it sung in a long time. It's something on the inside is working on the outside. Something on the inside is working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. How many of you remember that? Okay, how many of you never heard that? Okay, I know your age, all of you who have not. All right. So something on the inside is working on the outside. Who is working on the inside? God is at work in us. What is working on the outside? We are working on the outside, but God is working inside us. So for each one of us, two things are taking place in our lives. God is doing something inside you, and you are doing something outside you. God is doing something inside you, and you are doing something outside you. God is at work in us to produce results. When you see a car moving, obviously you can tell that the car is moving because it is visible, it is outside, and so you can see a car is moving. Everybody sees it, a car is moving. But cars don't move themselves. How many of you know that? Cars don't move themselves. A driver drives to move the car. But what moves the car is not really the driver. The driver is just making sure that the car moves externally. But the car is moving because something is working on the inside of the car. It is the energeo, the engine, the energy, the power that is at work in the car that is producing the outside effect of movement. So that's what the Bible is saying. There is something inside us that is energizing us so that we can move and do things on the outside. So what God does inside of us is very critical to what we do outside. What God is doing inside is important to what we do outside. Now, if we are doing things on the outside that God is not doing on the inside, then there will be no movement. Can you imagine a person who sits in a car and sits behind a steering wheel, doesn't turn on the ignition for something on the inside to start working? But he stands, sits in the car, is holding the steering wheel and is going, beep, 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 move, 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 move. You and I know that that will be a big joke because the car will not move. Why is the car not moving? Because nothing is working on the inside. So, it's the same with our Christian life. If what we are doing outside is not based on what is working inside us, we can be saying, pee, 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 but our lives are going nowhere because something must first work inside us before it moves outside us. God is at work in us so that we can work out what he is working inside us. God is active in us, energizing us, empowering us to do something. The idea here is not that because we move, God moves. Rather, it is because God moves that we move. It is because God is at work that we work. We move because he moves. We do because he's doing. We rise because he's risen. We win because he wins. This is how Jesus put it in John chapter 5, verse 17. My Father has been working until now, and I have been working. So Jesus says, the reason why I am working is because the Father is working. I am not just working by myself. The Father works, and I work. It is out of him that we work. It is not do something and God will support you. It is God is doing something, do what he's doing. It is not heaven helps those who help themselves. It is God is helping you so you can receive help. He is the one who energizes us, works within us, enables us, so we can do things for him. Everything that God wants to do with your life, he will start doing it inside your life. Everything God wants to manifest in you, He first starts it on the inside. So, what is God doing in us? The passage says, God is at work in us, or God is working in us, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. God is working in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. So let's look at the two things God is doing. First, to will. God is working in us to will. What does that mean? It means to have the desire for something. He creates desires in us. He gives us the desires for the things that please Him. He gives us the desire to see righteousness exalted. He gives us desire to be a blessing. We heard Edith sing beautifully, talking about desiring holiness, desiring righteousness, desiring truth, desiring to live for God, desiring to please God. Until God works that inside of us, no human being naturally desires holiness. No human being. Because sin is more attractive than righteousness. How many of you know that? Sin. The wrong thing always looks nicer than the good thing. It's like somebody says, the bad food always tastes better than the good food. The bad food. A lot of sugar. A lot of fat. A lot of carbohydrates. Just look at bad food. It smells good. Greasy fat chicken. Smells very good. Vegetables, salad, with no dressing. Nobody desires that. I mean, a few people like it, but most people don't like it. Even children, when you give them vegetables, salad, they will spew it out. But they want toffee. They want candy. They want sweets. Why? Because the bad things always taste better than the good thing. And so when we come spiritually, it's the same. Doing what is right doesn't look nice. Righteousness, holiness, living for God. Who wants that? Most of us don't want that. We want to live for ourselves. We want to be happy by ourselves. We want to please ourselves. We just want to spend our money any way we want. We want to do what our body feels like doing. We want to go where our body wants to go. We want to read whatever we want to read. We want to watch whatever we want to watch. We don't want restrictions. No human being likes restrictions. We want to be free. So how are we going to live the holy life when naturally it's not appealing? And that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. God is the one who is at work in us and gives us the will, the desire for holiness.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebe. Email otebe@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.